Dmai Perik Beis Mishnehei. So sometimes we have where it's the derech of selling in large quantities, and we know that that's pater from Dmai. Pashtus, when we say pater from Dmai, it's talking about Meiser Sheni, even though there was learned differently as well. That the person that sells it doesn't have to take off Meiser Sheni, just like the Nachtoim. And the question comes into play where if something was the derech to sell it in a small amount, like a food, for example, they bring like kidneys. Let's say it was the derech to sell in a small amount, but he then sold it in a large amount. Or, for example, something like grain, where it was the derech to sell in a large amount, but then they sold it in a small amount. So what do you go by? Do you go by the norm, or do you go by what's actually taking place? If you go by the large amount, we know that the seller does not have to take off Meiser Sheni, which refer to as he's able to sell Demai. And if it's a small amount, then he does. So the Rav actually has a different girsa than the way we do. And the way the Rav is going to explain Rabbi Meir comes out to Rabbi Meir saying the way we hold in halacha. Some learn Rabbi Meir is saying like the taich that we have in the Mishnah, in the girsa that we have, Rabbi Meir is not saying the halacha. Rabbi Meir is his own shita and he's different. But we're going to read the way that the Rav has it. Rabbi Meir Omer, as shadarka limadid bedaka umadado begasa. So you see it's a different lashon. If it's the derech to measure in a small amount, like selling kidneys, and they measure it in a large amount. So let's say he does a large deal. So you go by what happens. So he's putter. Because since he sold it in a large amount, we do not say, oh, it's normally the way that he usually sells it in a small amount. But since he sold in a large amount, that's the main point, and he's putter. And then the next case is obviously the vice versa, which is, as shadarka limadid begasa, umadadoy bedaka, and if it was the normal way to measure it in a large amount, like the sale of grain, but they measured it in a smaller amount, he did a small deal, tfele gasa ladaka, you go by what's physically done, which is the way he did it. So since they sold it in a small amount, that's how you measure it, and therefore they'd be chayev in taking off Meiser Sheni. They would not be able to sell Demai. Ezuhim mida gasa, so what is this large amount? Biyavish, if it's talking about dry things, not liquids, shloishes kavin, it's the amount of 3 kavin. We've explained what a kav is in the previous Mishnayos. Uvalach, liquids, dinar, it's the amount of a dinar. The Rav says, by liquids, since the market is always changing with the value of the liquids, instead of saying an amount, a volume, here by liquids we actually say the amount in money that it's worth, which is a dinar. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Sali Ta'enim, Vesali Anavim, Vekupas Sholog Yorek. Yossi says, baskets of figs and baskets of grapes, Vekupas Shol Yorek, and containers or whatever a kupa is, a box of vegetables, basket of vegetables, Kol Zman Shu Moichen Achsara Potter. Anytime they sell it by achsara. Achsara means without any measure, without weight, just the way that you look at it, like an estimation of how you look at it. There it's pater. Because when you sell it that way, that's like you're selling a large amount. The Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. Mishnah Shana brings a Ravid that says that we don't find anybody that's chaylik on Rav Yossi.